like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time.
It is.
And it's trade wars with China time.
I know.
Can you find something nice about China?
Yes. Farewell. It's not like, you know, farewell to arms. So it's not a war movie. Normal, middle class Chinese life.
So you mean it's not like Crazy Rich Asians?
No. It still has some good, feel-good moments. But what I liked about this one, though, nothing seemed forced. There wasn't a lot of over-sentimentality.
Nai Nai, the grandma.
Grandma.
Has been diagnosed with cancer.
Yes.
She's out in 3 months.
Yep.
Family does not want to tell her.
Which is, I guess, a Chinese thing.
And it fits the Chinese profile of withholding your emotions. They want to carry the emotional burden. Now, young Billy.
Yes.
Played by Awkwafina from Crazy Rich Asians.
Yes. And other movies, because she was also in Ocean's 8.
Well, I think
like
she left China when she was about 3 or 4 years old. So she's truly westernized. And she does not want to withhold that information from her very close pal, Grandma.
She's an only child, which I was thinking as I was seeing all these like families in there that had what they would call a one and done, you know, child. And I thought,
that's interesting.
The Chinese law.
Yes.
You know, and I guess that they've eased up a little bit of allowing two children. The writer, director, Lulu Wang, who based this on her own experience with grandma.
This film, which again is called The Farewell, smooths over relations between the East and the West. It almost gently juxtaposes the two cultures and without any big clash, because actually Billy gives in.
Yeah.
I mean, she comes. She wasn't even invited to the wedding. They didn't want the problem.
No, then when she flew there and walked in,
I know.
The family, everybody's shocked, including her parents, who outright told her, don't come to it because you can't hold your emotions.
Just really are very much tied to tradition and family in a loving way.
Yes, and I remember even some old movies, also books by Pearl Buck, how they don't institutionalize as the grandparents, the older members of the family, get senile, they take them in. And that's where they really felt that there was a breakdown in the Chinese society because of the overpopulation and the strict rules of just one child.
Sure.
Because of if something happens to that child, who takes care of the grandparents as they get older?
Yeah. Wang does a really nice job of resolving this.
In the review, they were asking about her grandmother, and she wouldn't say anything about her own grandmother. Pleasantly surprised everybody in attendance. But back to the family and the emotions, because they were so worried that Billy would give it away with her emotions and crying all over.
They told her you can't hold your emotions.
A very spunky grandma. But it's other ones, like her uncle during a toast, the wedding reception thing. He starts breaking down. The groom, Nai Nai's grandson, breaks down. And so it's kind of like they're so worried about Billy, and here they couldn't control their own emotions.
Well, let's warn our audience. This is not Crazy Rich Asians. In fact, there is not one person in here as beautiful as any one person in Crazy Rich Asians.
That's what made it so unique.
Oh, it is.
You know, because it was so much more realistic.
Yes,
we can't relate
to
the multi-rich.
How many families out there have faced this problem?
How do you react to somebody who you know has a terminal illness?
Billy wants grandma to have a chance to say goodbye.
Yes.
And there's a really good argument with that.
Yeah.
The family doesn't want grandma to suffer the knowledge that she is condemned to die within 3 months.
Yes.
It hits just about everybody, American or Chinese.
Yes.
So see it, enjoy it. It won't bring you to tears.
Yep. There's some reviews out there that found it boring and slow, and they didn't like Awkwafina's portrayal.
Right.
And I'd say, ignore those.
Well, Wayne Miller, the film is The Farewell.
Yep.
What grade would you award it?
A minus.
And I'm going to award it an A. Definitely.
Good.
A top drawer.
Yes.
Import.
Yes, it is. Farewell.
All right.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.